Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I pray that you've been with us all week. If not, you can always listen to the broadcast at unveilchrist.org. But with the Lord's help, we're going to conclude a message I've been sharing on one passage of Scripture found in 2 Corinthians 4:7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And as Christians, when we become born again, we have all that of the resources of the Lord Almighty to live a successful and victorious life. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. When we're saved, the Spirit of God comes to dwell in us. Our bodies become the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we all possess, it has nothing to do with circumstances, birth, education. We possess it not now. It's not where now we're going to or we have had, but we have it present, current tense. And this treasure, as I shared a few broadcasts ago, it's a place of safekeeping. And it's where one stores accumulated wealth, especially in the natural, in the form of precious metals or jewels. But God has placed this treasure within us. And the depth of the riches of God's wisdom and knowledge is our portion through the indwelling Holy Spirit. And what's the purpose? That the excellency of the power. There is a strength, there's an anointing, there's an understanding that God has given to every believer. We all have access to the treasures and resources of heaven by faith. And what did Paul say? The same power that raised Jesus from the dead quickens our mortal bodies and makes unlimited power available to us. Even when we feel our weakest, then we are strong in Christ. So, no matter what you might be facing today, there are resources in the Lord. As you turn to Him, He will supply whatever you may be lacking, not just in terms of natural material provision like finances or a job, but He'll give you hope and strength and courage, increasing your faith that you will know He is willing to meet all of your needs. What? According to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And again, the point is, as we look at that last portion of that scripture, why? That it may be of God and not of us. If you serve the Lord any length of time, I think that's not even debatable. You know it's been God. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. A few more scriptures. 1 Corinthians 4:7-8. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Think about that. There is nothing we have. Even our eternal soul, our spirit was given to us by God. We were placed, known before the foundation of the earth, and placed in our mother's womb, that we will have the opportunity in our earthly life to know our God. Because after death, the Spirit returns to God who made it. So going on in that passage, Paul says, now if thou didst receive it, everything that you have, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it? Now ye are full. Now ye are rich. So basically, we can't boast about anything that our great wisdom, our great efforts, our great sacrifices, whatever, have allowed us to walk in whatever treasure or wealth we have. It's all of the Lord. Hebrews 13:5-6 says, for He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, not arrogantly, but the Lord is my helper. Praise God. So, since God has given us richly all things to enjoy, as the Word says, there are keys that you have to open God's storehouse for your life. Remember, Jesus said, I give to you the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth, we bound in heaven. Whatever loose on earth is loosed in heaven. He's given us keys. And I'd like to share some of those keys with you. There's undoubtedly more, but there's just three I'm going to share with you today. It's the key of knowledge. That's understanding that God gives through His Word that you already possess unimaginable wealth. We don't tend to think of ourselves as very wealthy, but we are in the Spirit. And God's enabled us to, all the things He's given us, He wants us to enjoy them because they're just a foretaste of what the abundance of eternal life will be, being with our Savior and King. So we already possess it, not going to, we have it now. And we also have the key of faith. That, you know, what is it? Prayer is the key to heaven, but faith unlocks the door. Remember that old song? I think years and years ago, it was the theme song for our broadcast ministry. But the key of faith unlocks every provision that we need for life and godliness. And then there's a key of possession, because we're not vagabonds or beggars. We can actively speak and act as a person of wealth and influence. Not arrogant, not haughty, I'm not talking about pride, but a knowledge, spiritual revelation of who God has made us in Christ Jesus. Have you ever been climbing, you know, up a hill or mountain, and you just didn't have the strength to get over an obstacle, but a friend reached down and pulled you up? So when you've come to the end of your natural strength, your natural wisdom, your natural ability, God is reaching out His hand to help you. Isn't it wonderful to know that you're not alone in the trials of life? So let's all draw this to a conclusion. Let's kind of restate what I've been sharing the last few days. We've discovered that indeed, God has hidden treasure for us, residing in the person of the Holy Spirit who dwells within our human spirit. Again, let me recite one more time that the text I've shared with you, it is 2 Corinthians 4:7. But we have current this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. That's all current. That's all present tense. It speaks about now, not some future time. When we get to heaven, we won't need it. We'll be with the Lord, but we certainly need it for the life in which we're now living. So the Holy Spirit dwells within us, and I want you to remember that you have the power of Almighty God dwelling within you. In His infinite love, God made sure that you'd have everything that pertains to life and godliness, and you wouldn't have to discover it on your own. Not only do we have the Word of God, but we each have a personal guide. Remember, years ago, it was the fad, or maybe still be today, to have a personal trainer to help you on your workout if you belong to a gym or something like that, or whether you didn't. But our personal guide, the Holy Spirit, will help you discover the unsearchable riches of Christ. There's more to discover throughout the endless ages. We'll never discover them all. So we'll never get bored. We may get bored in this life, but this is one thing I am positive, absolutely assured about, that we will never get bored. It will be a wonderful adventure. And I don't know about you, but I can't wait. I think it's going to be so incredibly wonderful. So our personal guide, the Holy Spirit, is going to help us learn about, at that ripe moment in our life when we can receive the truth, by knowledge, faith, and possession. Remember, we're talking about the keys. Keys to the kingdom, the key of knowledge, the key of faith, the key of possession. We then have all the resources we need to receive our inheritance as a joint heir with Jesus Christ. And so let's make a final application, if you will. Your God, my God, who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, He owns all the precious gems, all the the silver and the gold. He possesses the wisdom of the ages. He has unlimited power. this same God, he's your helper. There is one who sticketh closer than a brother, Proverbs said, nearer than your very heartbeat, who discovers that you discover that hidden treasure, his abundant grace, and the effectual working of his power in you right now. God wants to know, in spite of your inabilities, in spite of your weaknesses, failures of the past, that can be swallowed up in his strength. And I'm speaking now of a spiritual strength and position. So with me, will you make that determination to see every challenge that comes in your life from this new perspective? And are you able to see that because Christ is in you, the hope of glory, there is no difficulty, there's no trouble that can keep you down, not for long? Can you rejoice that through the power of the indwelling Christ, you always triumph? So let that be the word of our faith, our confession, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Lord, in the few moments that remain, those that have heard this message, Father, I pray that you will open to us the unsearchable riches of your word, of your kingdom. Let us experience that treasure in our earthen vessels. Lord, we haven't fully appreciated, we haven't fully utilized that power of the Spirit, not only to preach the gospel, but to transform our own lives, which is what the Lord, we know you're interested in. So help us to be more like Jesus. Give us that spiritual power, the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding of your word, that we can be that city set upon a hill. We can have our lamps burning brightly. We won't be surprised at the return of the Lord, but we'll be ready, able, and anticipating the joyous reunion with our bridegroom. We ask this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, it's been a blessing. I really enjoyed sharing this message. I hope you've been blessed. I do ask and encourage, if you are in prayer, need of prayer, the purpose of this ministry since 1965 is to pray with God's people. And I pray and fast regularly for the needs of my partners and those who write in. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.